still has tumas nevela. Does not take off the tumas nevela. If you eat it, it's metamiyu. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says like this: Ma im nivlas behema, she metama b'maga b'masa. Madach by regular behema, when it dies, if you just touch it or you carry it, it's metamiyu. Still the locher is shchitosoi. Mr. Harris says treifosa. Mitumosom, if you have a behema that's found to be a treifa, if you make a shchita on it, the shchita helps to take off the tumas nevela. If so, nevelas oif, when you have a dead oif, she'eno metama b'maga b'masa. If you just touch or carry a dead oif, it's not metama you. It's only metama if you eat from it, but not if you just touch to carry it. If so, you see it's more cow. Is eino din? Isn't it a svara to say shitei shchitosim meteres es treifosim metumosai? Like, isn't it a svara that we have to make a shchita on a knife? Like first learning out that a oif chulin. The other din is to make a shchita. So if you make a shchita on a knife chulin, even though it's a treifa, isn't it a svara to say that the shchita should take off the tumas nevela? If so, ma motzinu b'shchitosai shimachsharta v'yachila. Just like a shchitas of a oif chulin. So shchit is what's machshrit to be able to eat it. Still, umataharis, as treifosim mitumaso, if the oif is a treifa, still the shchit helps to take off the tumas nevela off this oif. Is so, af malikosa, the same svar should be upon the malika by net kochim. That shri machshat of yachilo, the malika is what's being matter. Zoif, an oil achat is oif. What's matter to Kahanim? Teat from this oif, from the chat is oif, from malikom, saf malikosai. That is the maisa. Shimach shat of yachilo, so isn't the svar like a mamitsinu, titai resrefosim itumosai. Shimi a mamitsinu, just like by a shchitas oif chulin, the shchita takes off the tumor, who are then the malika? On an oif kochim, if it's a treifa, the malika should take off the tumas nevela. On this Rabbi Yossi says no, that daya kenivlas beima. This oif has to be like the nevela of a beima. That shchitosim mitarosoi avuloy melikosoi. That only a shchit is mitar the beima. So then only a shchita would be mitar the oif. But since there's no way to make a malika on a beima, who are then a malika on a oif? Even by Malika Saif Kochim, that's the Chorab Yudis Svarah to say, it's still Metama Pavesa Bliya. Here there's no Limud, it still has the Tumas Nevela. Now, for the Gemara, for Rabbi Meir, is it true that Rabbi Meir Ledorish Dayoi? He did not hold from the Svarah of Dayoi. When you want to make a Kavu Chayma, you can't learn out more from what it says from the first place. Is that true? For the Gemara, for Dayoi the Yeraisu, that's a Svarah in the Yeraisa. Tatani will learn like this. Midin kavu chayma, as the svara the limud of a kavu chayma ketzad. How would we use it? The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, v'yaviya yorok b'fanel." If the father she spit in front of a father, she should have to wait 7 days. If so, the chura kavu chayma l'shchina ba'asa yom. It's the kavu chayma. Now she did a chet against the shchina. For sure, she should have to wait 14 days. So how come Hashem did not make them wait 14 days by Miriam? How come they only had to wait 7 days? Eladaya lovim in adin, liyas kenodin. Now since the Kavu Chayma is from Yorak b'fnei Avia, and by Yorak b'fnei Avia, it's only 7 days, so that's a svar of daya. You have a Kavu Chayma to say, here for sure, but how much over here? Not more than it says over there. So what's the question of Rabbi Meir? If you're learning out the Kavu Chayma from Behema, why don't they say daya? Just like by Behema, it's only a shchita that's metayim midei nevela, not a malika. So by oif kochim also, the malika should not be metayim midei nevela. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Meir, kro askach u'kadorish. Rabbi Meir, takadashin zaposik. That even though you're right, but a kavuchoyim, I cannot learn out that the malika should be metayim midei nevela. I have the svar of dayoi, but Rabbi Meir learned it out from a posik. The posik says, El Mei Kroshka Kukadorish. The pasuk says, Zois Teres Abheima V'yoif. This is the lochis of the Abheima and the knife. So V'chi B'yeze Teiro Shov Sabheima L'yoif. In which are lochis are Abheima Daima to a knife? V'yoif to Abheima and Abheima to a knife to Abheima. So it must be Vehema mitama b'maga b'masa. Like we see the different halachas. Vehema, when it's in the veila, it's mitama just by touching it or by carrying it. Oif, if you have a dead oif, ain't mitama b'maga b'masa. It's not mitama if you just touch it. But oif mitama b'godim aveis abliya. There's a special halacha. If you don't touch the oif, somebody just puts it down your mouth and you swallow it, that you become tamei when you swallow from the oif tamei, from the oif which is a nevela. The hema mashenka, you have the meat of an animal, a nevela of an animal, ainam atama begodim abeis abliya. If you do not touch it, you just swallow it, it's not matama you. If so, what does the pasuk mean? Zois teras abeim of yoif. Ela, rather, the pasuk means like this. Ela leimloch comes to teach you, ela leimloch, ma behema, just like by behema, dove shemach shiro leachila, mitar trefosim itumosoi, just like by behema. The thing that's machshirit bachila, it's shchita. The shchita helps, even on a trefa. To mitayim edei tumas nevelom. So af oif, the same thing by knife also. That dover shemachshir bachila, anything that you need to cause the heter achila of the oif, that same thing is mitayim trefosoid mitumosoid. So since by oif kochim, what's machshirit biachila? You have a chatis oif. What's machshirit bachila is malikom. Therefore the pasuk is teaching us that it's malika and achat esoif is also mitayir midei nevela, even though the oif is a treifa. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, my time, like how can Yehuda argue on the pasuk then? Bishleim mason yikav v'chaymo, he yotz from dayoi. But now that Rameh has a pasuk, what does Rabbi Yehuda argue? So Gemara says, krash kachu kadarish. He has another pasuk that he found to darshan, that nevela treifa. So the pasuk says, nevela and a treifa. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Treifa loma nemra. What does the pasuk say here? Treifa. In treifa chaya hare nevela mura. Monashach, if treifa could live, the pasuk says nevela, not a treifa. Im treifa in a chaya, if a treifa cannot live, hare ye bechlam nevela, that's bechlam nevela. So monashach, what does the pasuk say by this tumas nevela? Nevela treifa. Ela rather, it must mean lohovi treifa sheshochato shemetama. That even though you made a shchita on the behemoth that's a treifa, still it's matama. So Rashi learns of pshat from Rabbi Yudis, elohvi treifa shochato lashminon, that treifa lemaisa is chaya v'yena bechlal nevela, and really a treifa is not bechlal nevela. Olafika chutzuk leima she treifosa mevi letuma, that even machmas the isa treifas that also brings the tumor on it, even though the animal's alive right now. So therefore there's a chiddush that shchit only helps to take out. So therefore shchit only helps to be matur in Yisrachila. But if the Yisra treif was ready chal mechayim, on the Yisra treif there's no het to shchit. So therefore that's what the apostles of the treif teach us, that if you make a shchit on a treif, the tum is still there. Shchit cannot be matur. This Yisra treif there was ready chal on it. That's a view this far. So this the Gemara says, Oh Malay Rav Shizvi Elamayat, if so, Tihsiv, when the Pasik says Vichelev Nevela, Vichelev Trefa, Rashi says the Pasik says Yasalhem. The Pasik is teaching her that there's no tumma upon the Chelev of a Nevela. If so, Hasanama the Rosa Nama, let's say, in Trefa Chayiv Trefa lives, Hare Nevela Amura says read a Nevela. Only a Nevela, not a Trefa. Him Trefa, in the Chayiv Trefa cannot live, Hare Yibachal Neves, Bachal Nevela. So he asked the same question, why does it say Chelev Nevela, Chelev Treifa? Eli, you want to tell me over there also Elohovi Treifa Sheshokto, a behemoth is a treifa, you made a shchitra on it Shechel by Tor, that Chelev is Tor. So what will be the dig then? Mechlal di Tmeya, that the bosser of it is Tomei. I v'omer of you Damarav V'yamilu samsev amitha tona. The b'raisa we learned v'mastitha tona, the bosser says v'chiyomus min abehemoth Mixas beima metama, mixas beima ena metama. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. V'yeh zu, like which one is not? Zu treifa sheshochato. The clear diuk here, that if you make a shchit on a treifa, it has no tumma. So you can't tell me the pshat you want to say according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a treifa sheshochato is metame. There's often a pasuk here that says that a shchit, a treifa sheshochato is not metama. El a treifa miburda lamutei tumeya. If treifa comes from mayit or tumeya, that a behemoth tumeya, if it dies, even if it's chelev, is tamei. And we dash like this: Mishiyesh b'mina treifa, that has a tor, then it's chaylev is tor. But yotzes azur b'hema tamei, shem b'mina treifa, doesn't have any pasha treifa, that it's chaylev is tamei. That's the diak. So tell you mainly here also, hochinami, lamute oif tamei, shem b'mina treifa, that's all it means to say. Then oif tamei has no shchita or melika to matter it. But a oif tor, an echnami, it's melika, could be matter it. So it says, oif tamei rab yudo, menavela nafkalei. He learns it out from the Vela. To time learn like this, Rabbi Yudu Aymer, Yochotei Nevela Seif Tzomim Matamim Bidur Reis of Liyo, to learn the Nevela, Utreifa Lo Yechol, Mish Yisur Mishum Batech Nevela, Rezesh Yisur Mishum Batech Nevela, Mishum Batech Nevela, Tumeya. Alright, it's turn over. We'll continue over, we'll do over this last camera on the next side, and we'll do the next daf. We'll just wait to the end of the tape, and then turn over, we'll continue on. Yeah, again, the last Gemara we had was the bottom again on the Samech Tes Samabez holding. That last Gemara was again the Shaila, what do you do with the word Treifa? So what I wanted to say, the last Gemara there was again, and the Treifa was Miboyle, Lamute Tumeya, about the Hema Tumeya, you do not have these Alochis. Because Vidashin, Mishi Yesh Bamina Treifa, only a kosher animal that applies to Psalm Treifa. But Yotze Tzuf, the animal is a treif, is a tameya, shem b'mina treifa. So which means, when is the chayl of muta b'hano? Only by behemet teira, not by behemet tameya. So that's the drush over there. Maybe Yochanan here also, lemuta yoif tamei. Maybe the drush of Ayif also is the same thing. To teach us that by noif tameya, it has no tumas nevela. Even though you eat from the nevela, it's not matamyu. Maybe only an oif tor, that's the drusha. Only an oif tor has the tumas nevela. But not an oif tamei. So kids, you have no drusha to make from the word tamei, it's not extra. Somewhere says, hachinami, lemut the oif tamei, shem b'mina treifa. The oif tamei has no tumas nevela. So Marius, no, we don't need it for this. Oif tamei Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that oif tamei has no tumas nevela, mi nevela nafkele, he learns out from the word nevela. You do not need the word treifa, the word treifa is still extra. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yudon, Rabbi Yudon says, Yochotei Nevelas Oif Tomei, Mitama Begodin. Abay Sabliya, I would have thought to say that even a Oif Tomei, when it dies, it has Tumas Nevela, when you eat from it, it's Mitama you. When you eat it, Tam Lom, the Postic says, no, Nevelo Treifa, Lo Yoichot, you should not eat a Nevelo or Treifa. So Idashin Mishe Isurai Mishur Matoichu Nevelo. What happens, like the end of this passage talks about Tumas Nevela also. So what type of a knife has Tumas Nevela? Only a knife that has an Issa not Tidit because it's a Nevela. As about Tumas Nevela. Yotezeh Mashenken, this knife Tomei, Shein Isuri Mishum Batech Nevela, Ela Mishum Batech Tomei. The reason why you can't eat a knife Tomei is not because of a lab of Nevela, but that's because Ein Issa Chalitza like, because of the lab Stam of Eif Tomei. There's a lot not tidit materas leif tamei, so therefore it does not apply the so pasha of tumas nevela. So the kids according to Reb Yuda, I know this drasha from the word nevela. So why does it say the word treifa by knife? The Chor teaches this way that the chlal once the treifa is chal, the melika does not take off the tumas nevela. Smara says no.